Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you a story about possibly one of the dumbest men ever. He accuses his fiance of trying to baby trap him, forgetting the fact that she has had an operation to seal her fallopian tubes, rendering pregnancy an impossibility. Without further ado, sit back, relax, try not to get too annoyed at this idiotic man, and make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Here we go. I, a 27-year-old woman, have been accused of baby trapping my 28-year-old male fiancé, despite the fact that my tubes are tied. This was originally posted on March the 1st, 2024. I had an argument with my fiancé this morning. We've been dating for 2 years, engaged since September, and for the most part, everything has been going well. We've been planning a quiet backyard ceremony so that we can save up for a house instead. We've been communicative and managed to get through fights in the past, but this takes the cake. He's been evasive for the past 2 weeks about the wedding or any future plans we've made, and I basically had to corner him this morning before leaving for work to ask him what's going on. Turns out, while he was dog-sitting for his uncle in early February, they had a chat that stuck with him. When they were talking about life and how things have been, his uncle admitted he resented his ex-wife for baby-trapping him. And now he's divorced, while his ex-wife is dating again. And my fiancé's cousin is an entitled jerk who terrorized him when they were both teenagers. Turns out, it's been sitting in his mind. He says that he thinks I'm about to spring a pregnancy announcement on him and trap him into the marriage. This is despite the fact that he knows that I don't want kids. I basically raised my siblings and lost out on my childhood. I told him about not wanting kids when we first started dating. We were both on the same page, and I've asked him about getting a vasectomy in the past, which is why it's surprising that he thinks that I'm trying to baby trap him. The thing is, the first chance I got, which still took a long time, I got my tubes tied. I literally can't get pregnant. I reminded him of this fact, and that made him go really quiet. He didn't even apologize or say anything. So I told him that if he's going to be like this over a made-up issue in his head, I don't know how much I trust him in a real crisis. Now I'm wondering if I was too harsh and what steps we can take to move forward, or if I'm the right amount of angry and I should just end it. I've got no idea what to do right now. Now let's get straight into some comments. Somebody down below said, "Is this the only time he's pulled something like this? Or does he have a history of being easily influenced by people he maybe shouldn't be taking advice from, especially when that advice isn't even applicable to his situation?" I agree with that. Why is he suddenly hearing someone else's story and then thinking that directly applies to him when it doesn't even relate at all? OP replied, "He sometimes gets influenced by things he sees online. It's why we avoid using apps like Facebook, but he rarely takes advice from his family, especially the uncle, since they weren't that close before his divorce." Someone else said, "He says that he thinks I'm about to spring a pregnancy announcement on him and trap him in the marriage. I'm confused. You stated that this man intends on marrying you, right? You're engaged. Baby trapping is when someone intentionally gets pregnant using methods like deception to keep their partner from leaving the relationship. Does he actually intend on marrying you? You literally can't get pregnant. You remind him of this fact. That made him go really quiet. He didn't even apologize or say anything. I would demand a response from him. His words and behavior are a red flag. I would postpone the wedding until the relationship is in a better place. Maybe this needs to be addressed with a counselor." OP replies to that, saying, "The only reason I didn't drag a response from him is that I would have been late for work, and I have a meeting I couldn't miss. But if he doesn't have a response when I get home, I'm definitely going to call off the wedding, if not the relationship." Someone else says, "His uncle sounds like a real winner, misogyny at its finest. Why is he afraid of getting trapped into marriage when he's literally planning a wedding with you? Like, what?
Marriage also isn't a trap. Anyone can leave at any time, regardless of whether there's kids. And the fact that he forgot your tubes were tied, is he dumb? You sound the right amount of angry to me. Personally, I'd be hesitant to marry someone who was so easily swayed by his sexist uncle that you're somehow trying to trick him into a life of misery. On top of that, he's been dwelling on this for 2 weeks and never once communicated what was going on with him. He just completely checked out until you forced it out of him. I'm not sure you'd want to marry anyone who A, thinks marriage is a trap for men, and B, let his uncle convince him you're just like his ex-wife in one conversation. Oh, and also C, can't communicate or apologize, D, surrounds himself with such trashy male role models, and E, doesn't understand how tied tubes work. Wow, that is conclusive. OP says, I think this is exactly my problem. I don't know if he thinks I deliberately ruined my life to just mess his up, or I've been lying since I met him. I don't want to make a knee-jerk decision, but I'm seriously reconsidering this relationship. And then finally, somebody asked, based on how you've described him in some other comments, is he mentally challenged in some way, or what's the deal? Oh, goodness me. I mean, I don't know whether to laugh or not at that comment, but I kind of understand where this person is getting from. It does feel like this guy might have some sort of mental difficulties. I'm not even saying that in a facetious way. It just genuinely does. His logic makes no sense. Like, he has no self-awareness or just kind of any idea what is going on in the world around him or how people should react or just be. Yeah, very weird. OP said, no, he doesn't. He's a smart guy, but he's weak when it comes to social influence. At best, he is impressionable. At worst, he can be somewhat spineless. I thought that he'd improved a lot over the past couple of years, but I guess I was wrong. Well, I thought this guy was going to be dumb when I first read the title of this one, but you've exceeded my expectations, friend. Congratulations to you. I just don't understand, as some of the comments said there, how you can be so easily led by someone in a situation that has got nothing to do with you at all and is completely different. And also, surely you think to yourself, logically, first of all, yes, getting married to somebody does not infer baby trapping at all. I mean, it's the opposite of that. It's got nothing to do with your relationship in terms of if you're married, if you're engaged, if you're just with each other. It literally doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. And secondly, she actually can't get pregnant because she's had an operation. I mean, come on. Now, the good news is, guys, that 7 days later, we got the following update, which is very, very juicy. It's been an exhausting week, both at home and at work. Basically, we're not engaged anymore. He is moving back to his parents, and our relationship is over while he works on himself. Wow. He wasn't cheating, nor was there a secret baby on the side. Half a yes to him having second thoughts, half yes to him being influenced by family and friends. Now, I won't go much into the details, just that his uncle's family were always awful to him. They were always the go-to babysitters, and he has trouble standing up to that generation of his family. He's impressionable, and he has trouble separating fact from fiction because of that and because of them. Another factor is that one of his formerly child-free friends announced his wife's pregnancy during New Year's, and he's been excited about it. My ex-fiancé is wondering if he changed his mind, especially since his parents do want to have grandchildren and have been asking if we're going to wait before having them. But after dog-sitting for his uncle, apparently all that combined in his mind that I changed my mind and I'd surprised him about it. Now, this is the core of the matter for me. Whether he forgot I had my tubes tied doesn't really matter. He was projecting his fears, anxiety, and trauma onto me, and punishing me for something that I didn't even do or say, and then made me out to be a deceptive partner because of that projection. He stopped trusting me because he was afraid of what the warped version he built up in his mind might do. That wasn't okay, and that is why I ended it. He's been moving his stuff out all week, and he told me he's going back into therapy. His parents will be there to help him, and they separately apologized to me. They had no idea how bad his anxiety is. I'll be there to support him as a friend, and I've been trying to say that it's on pause, but typing this out also makes me realize that no matter what, I wouldn't be able to win against those fears, nor can I trust him to ever really fully trust me against them, assuming he ever did. Thank you for your input, guys. Some of the thoughts did help me steer the conversation, but ultimately it still boiled down to a broken trust, and I don't think we're coming back from that. Now, that is it for this post. Somebody said in the comments down below, actually, I'd go even further. I'd just cut all contact with him once he's moved out. Don't stay on as his friend. That never works. He needs to deal with his issues on his own, and you deserve to be able to heal from this relationship and move on with your life. Opie replied, yeah, I don't think I'll stay friends for long with him, but a lot of our circles overlap, and I don't want to lose friends over this yet. Yeah, probably a good idea. As long as you can maintain your personal friendships, obviously that is going to be tough if your ex is in the same sort of circles, but I don't know. Maybe it is best short term to be a little careful. But yeah, long term, definitely cut all contact. And then finally, this was the top comment down below. Someone said, I'm so sorry you're going through this, but you now need to put yourself first. You can't support him anymore. Let his family do that. It would be best for you to cut all ties. I wish you the best in your future endeavors. Yeah, I guess all I'm saying is that you shouldn't like jeopardize your own friendships and let him, you know, maintain his friendships, which I guess are also yours, or you share a lot of the same friends, just because of, you know, a rash decision that you make, when in reality, yeah, you could probably chill out for a couple of months and then do what you need to do. But yeah, I think overall, this guy has just proved he's an idiot. And you're right, it's not about the fact that he may or may not have forgotten about your operation. It's more just, he just clearly doesn't trust you. He's so easily influenced by others that have stupid opinions anyway. Well, not necessarily stupid, but again, just not at all relevant to him. And it seems like he can just change his mind so quickly in a matter of seconds that you could never really trust him. You know, if he said one thing, how could you ever think he's going to stick by that when you know how quickly things can change with him? So yeah, I think for your own sake, probably worth getting out of it. And I think you made the right decision. Like, the logic that he employed her, let's just go over it one more time. He's afraid at first that she's going to baby trap him. Okay, so she reminds him that she can't have babies. Therefore, end of the conversation. I would say personally, that would make the most sense to me. But then it seems that he's afraid that he might want a baby after all. And now OP can't have any. So is that now the reason? Oh, maybe he's just making up stupid excuses. He just wants to leave. And it just was too much of a wuss to actually say it to you. I don't know. I'm probably giving him too much credit. But don't worry. Don't worry. We can forget about this guy very quickly and move on to our next story of this episode. This one is a short one, but it's absolutely mental.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My wife wants to disown our son for cheating on his girlfriend. Who is wrong? How about that for a title? My word. This was originally posted just a few days ago on the 6th of March. Our son is in college and he has a long-term girlfriend, and he cheated on her with his ex-girlfriend. My wife warned him to come clean and tell his girlfriend. My son was being selfish and he didn't. When a month went by and nothing, my wife dropped the bomb. Girlfriend devastated. But I think her and my son are still talking, as they still hang around each other like his cheating never happened. My wife is upset that our son would do this. Don't get me wrong, so am I. I just don't like to interfere in my kid's romantic drama. He's an adult. My wife, though, wants to cut all contact with him because she thinks he's the equivalent to Hitler because of his cheating. Which I definitely don't agree with her on, and I know my wife will deeply regret doing this to her son when our son is going to be talking to his whole family but just ignoring his mum. Now, I've got to say, that is the end of the original post, and that seems a little bit of a leap. Let's get into comments, because someone said exactly what I'm thinking. What he did was wrong, but cutting off contact is overkill. Yeah, I mean, surely there's a middle ground here, where you punish your child in some way, or at least, you know, sit them down, have a chat with them and say what you did is disgraceful. But to cut contact? That seems a little bit too much. Somebody else delves a little bit deeper, saying to OP, I'm suspecting that your wife has a more personal issue with cheating and lying about it. Either she was a victim of it, a close friend or family member was, or she did it and regrets it. Your son is the embodiment of what personally happened to her, and is a constant reminder of it. Yeah, that could be the case. It also could just be that she just despises cheating. But again, I don't think that warrants going as far as she is saying she's going to go. A more on-the-nose interpretation, someone else adds, is that mum has found a way to make this about her. She sees his behaviour as a reflection on her parenting skills and is desperately trying to save the situation. It can be a difficult day for some parents when they realise their kids have already more or less become who they are going to be in terms of a moral compass. Yeah, maybe. I think I'd probably disagree with that. I think it's not about her. I don't think it seems that she's thinking it's about her and her lack of parenting skills, that she's failed as a mother or whatever to give her son a proper moral compass. I think it's more that she's just incredibly disappointed and she's probably just exaggerating a bit. And then finally, someone said, it sounds like your wife was hurt deeply by someone who cheated. Maybe she needs to sit the son down and tell him her story to let him understand why she feels so strongly against him. Right, let's get straight into the update, guys, because this is where things get absolutely mental. I don't want to waste any of your guys' time. I do just want to say, though, if you have made it this far into the episode, this is your reward, okay? Congratulations. Because what you're about to hear is going to blow your mind. Everyone wanted an update from the first post I made. My son was dismissive because he was hiding the fact that he got both girls pregnant. It turns out the girlfriend was still in contact with him because of the pregnancy. The other girl is getting an abortion. The girlfriend forgave my son for cheating. The girlfriend and my son are back together and are keeping the baby. My wife is fuming. She blocked my son on everything and she's done with him completely. She says she doesn't care if I talk to him or not, but she doesn't want to be involved in his life anymore and he's basically dead to her. Wow. Let's get some comments down below if you expected that. I certainly didn't. Wow, what a culmination of that story. I told you it was a short one, but my goodness, was it, well, I want to say sweet, but I don't know if that's really sweet. More just outrageous. Maybe the mum, to be fair, is just so sick of her own son that she doesn't care anymore. It sounds to me like this isn't the first time something like this has happened. If you're the sort of guy that can get your ex-girlfriend pregnant and then the girl you're seeing pregnant at the same time, then you're probably just not nice of guys anyway, probably. And maybe, to be fair, OP, your wife is just like, I can't be dealing with this kid anymore. I don't want him in my life. Simple as that. She's tried as much as possible. I imagine that what we're seeing here is just one of a series of events throughout his life, I presume, that have been pretty bad. Don't know, obviously presuming there, but that seems the most logical conclusion. Goodness me. I mean, please, somebody, tell this kid how to use a condom. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, and you want more Reddit content right away from me, check out this playlist on screen of all my very best relationship drama stories. It's a new playlist. I just made it the other day. So if you missed one of the most recent episodes, click it, go through it, watch it all. If you're on a podcast platform, link to that is also down below. Subscribe, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow for some more Reddit drama.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.